The United States Agency for International Development has provided Ghana with $60 million funding for SADC projects. $40 million of the amount will go into agriculture, particularly rice production in the Afan Plains. This is the outcome of negotiations by the Vice President, John Mahama, on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly on AIDS. Speaking in an interview with Radio Ghana, the spokesperson for the Vice President, John Jinapor, said Ghana also received a $400 million credit facility from the World Bank to complete four road projects, which are the Tekwasi Medina Road, Isawam Bypass, and the Sofo Line Interchange. On the General Assembly, Mr. Jinapor said Ghana was highly commended for the reduction in the prevalence of HIV and AIDS to 1.5%.
The aim of this meeting was to assess the impact that we've made over the past decade and also to strategize on the way forward in terms of a collective decision. The focus is the fact that there is a determination to ensure that we completely eradicate mother-to-child transmission of HIV and also ensure that there's universal coverage in terms of delivery of antiretroviral therapy. And so Ghana went to make his case. We had very good meetings on the sidelines, and a lot of people commended Ghana for the astronomical reduction in terms of the prevalence rate. And so a lot of people saw Ghana as a champion, as a pace setter, and a country that they can learn from and also improve upon their health in terms of HIV management.
Would you say Ghana's representation at the General Assembly was worthwhile?
It's worthwhile. In fact, it's beyond our expectation. We also had very good meetings with the Gates Foundation, and they have indicated that they're going to increase and step up their funding in terms of dealing with malaria and other associated illness in Ghana. One of the challenges we face is that following our attainment as a middle-income status, most of the concessional loans will no longer be available. And so when we get institutions like the Bill Gates Foundation agreeing to support us, that is very monumental, and that will beef up our capacity.
Were there other activities he performed? We hear he met some World Bank officials.
Apart from the meeting we had in New York, we also visited Washington, where we met officials of the World Bank. And at that meeting, there were two issues that came up. One, the World Bank reaffirmed its commitment to provide us with a $400 million credit towards infrastructure development in the transport sector. They also affirmed their commitment to support us to complete the four projects that we have earmarked as areas of priority. That is Sofo Line Interchange, Port of Ankor, the Tekwasi Medina, and then Isawam Bypass. These are four projects that have been on the Government of Ghana budget, and it's become a drain, an albatross to the economy. And so they agreed that they would help us finance this project. And so in the immediate term, they are sending a team to Ghana just this coming week so we can start the assessment, after which they will ring-fence the project and provide the necessary financing for us.
What about the SADC project?
That also received some support from USAID. The actual figure is $60 million specifically for SADC projects and $40 million for infrastructure development and agriculture investment in the Afan Plain areas. We want to boost rice production.
Spokesperson for the Vice President, John Jinapor, talking to Pascaline Adadevo. A research coordinator and executive assistant of Imani Ghana, a policy think tank, and Profajiman, says most foreign aids do not have the full intended impact. This he attributes to corruption and calls for strict accountability measures. He, however, maintains that aid goes to cripple the capacity of governments to generate funds internally.
I believe there was a statement attributing blame for the delay of payment of contractors to efforts made at seeking for internally generated resources by the previous government. I think we should rather encourage this trend and restrain ourselves from being overly dependent on aid. If there were any mistakes made at generating internal funds, we should be able to correct them and move on, encourage that line of thinking. In a brief study by Imani of the education sector, for example, we have seen that aid is not having the multiplier effect that the state perhaps was hoping for, because much of it is contracted and much of it is lost again through corruption and waste in the system. Let's think about strengthening our accountability system. If you take the capitation grant, for instance, which I suspect has an element of aid as support, probably from the multi-donor budgetary allocation or assistance, There is waste and corruption, and the CDD report confirms this. The most effective way of dealing with that is, I suggested, was the introduction of a voucher system to lessen instances of corruption.
You believe that where it is tracked appropriately so that it goes to where it is intended for, there is no problem at all with aid?
Our opinion on aid is that it really cripples us, and we can't find other means of generating funds internally to support what we do. If we have to contract aid, then again, I'm insisting that we need to use it the most effective way. I mean, there has to be proper accountability systems in place.
Research coordinator and executive assistant of Imani Ghana Pusiajiman.